April 27, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomiradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before we get started this evening, we are asking everyone to make a dua, a prayer for our beloved brother, Abu Bakr Salim. He passed away. We're asking that Allah will bless our brother, forgive him his faults and his sins, and grant him paradise. And we send our sincere condolences to his family. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayat 6, man from a drop emitted. 40 Hadith, page 25, 84, charity sex. Now, what is sexual intercourse and urge? You have the urge, and then you go and you make urges. That's urges. Under the urge, what happens? Spontaneous burst, right? So you don't know when it's going to burst, right? And from the first spontaneous burst, what happens? It rests itself in the dark and becomes a clot. It goes from water to blood after it rests. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayah 67, man created from a fluid sprout. Genesis 2:21-23, Eve from rib of Adam. A gushing fluid comes with forcefulness that the intellect, and when you have a challenge, the intellect is forceful. It comes with power. The ribs are flexible bones protecting the vital organs, symbolic of care, compassion, the ability the individual to be flexible, not rigid. God also says, we've been created from between a rib column and from a flexible one. When we find a balance between the two, don't be too agreeable, don't be extremely rigid. That's intelligence. Don't be too rigid coming in here, forcing your ideas. Many are a rib that broke connection with the column, like the curved rib and straight backbone. The mind is straight and it can bend. It is also devious, inclusive, stubble, clever. God is saying he made you to be clever, able to throw curves, but check it with truth. Don't use tactics unless it's for justice sake, and you can prove yourself honorable if you are caught. So I have enemies. Am I just going to use my spinal column? God says use your intelligence in a way that you benefit from both the stubbornness and the intellect and the straightness. The Quran, Surah 23, Ayat 14, God created fetus lump, then another creation. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayat 67, man emitted from a fluid. 1 John 5:6, come as water and blood. So this shows the progress for this life, and we are looking at it objectively as concrete physical matter, something our five senses can perceive or detect readily. So the Quran says, then he clothes with flesh, umma kalikin akhira. Thereafter, another progression, another created, a creation for it. So these are the two creations. God saying, after you are formed physically, you are not complete, that you have to undergo another progression, another series of steps in development. And the second progression will be similar to the first. It will be progression really on the first. So the watery substance will be progress. Your spirituality will be progress. And you become a new creature in your spiritual life. So spiritual means your life expressed in through material. So the water is the basis of life, your sensitivity and your nature to form spiritual bonds. Don't think of revelation every time you say spiritual. No. Every time you hear spiritual, think firstly of your own nature. And spiritual for the human only means life expressed in the material. Your life expresses in and through the material. So that is what we mean when we say spiritual. You love that it is spiritual, hate that it is spiritual, nasty, clean, your whole essentials, all of your life that makes up you. Your true self is spiritual. You are not this body. You express yourself in this. You are what's being expressed in that. So you are what is using this instrument. This is your instrument. So you feel secure, spiritual. You dislike that it's spiritual. That's nasty, spiritual. That's clean, spiritual. So your whole essential life, all of your life, that makes up you. You are true self. Your true self is spiritual. The Quran, Surah 86, Ayah 7, man from between the backbone and ribs. Genesis 2:21-22. Eve made from Adam's rib. So in the Bible, we are told a woman is made from the rib of the man. Here in the Quran, it says human beings, not just man. The human person was made from a fluid that issued. Yakuruju means issue, come out from between the rib and the spine, or the backbone. The rib goes all the way back to the backbone. They come off of the spinal column. It is between the two. So that means where the connection is made back there. That is what we are made from. So instead of saying the woman is made from the rib of the man, it is saying that both of us, male and female, is made from the connection for the rib and the spinal column back there. So it is not just a bone, but more importantly, it is the fluid. So the fluid back there are very delicate. You can get messed up in the brain from just a little damage back there. I understand that to mean that the female is made equal. They are equally intelligent, not one a face born and the other chest born, as a Pakistani brother told me. He cooked crooked bone. He said, "Brother Imam, you can't straighten a woman out. If you try to straighten the rib out, you'll break it." I excused him and I said nothing. I didn't have the time. It couldn't have been said in a few words. I would have to keep him. He wasn't worth the time. He's coming from Christianity, from the Bible. They say that the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, that the woman was made from the rib, and I don't believe that. If he said that, then he is going against the Quran. I don't believe that. The Quran, Surah 87, Ayat 1-5, Allah created, then gave proportion. He ordained laws, empowered the soul, gave you the sense, moral sense, sensitive to right and wrong. That moral sense is given to every creature, but that is not enough at times. First, we are given nature. Then God evolved nature to sense balance, sense and proportion. Then he gives us conscience. So we become conscious. We are worried about right and wrong or things, and sometimes this isn't enough. In the confused culture environment, we struggle, weep, moan for guidance. Then he blesses prophets with hudad, equals guidance. Pied Piper is a low cultural influence. When you follow cultural influences of this society bad blindly and fad music, they might be leading you like rats, dogs, no telling what. Your description might be. Cultural influences have the power to lead culture on a low level. They can catch creatures on a low level and draw you. Pipers are not only for rats, some snake charmers, snake blowers. They call out animals. When dope pushers approach you and ask him to sell dope for him, ask him to sell dope for you, ask you to sell dope for him, pardon me. If you do it, he's the Pied Piper and you're the rat. You open up a record shop playing Shake the Booty and do the sperm and worm, and you're the Piper and you're the Pied Piper and the rat. The Quran, Surah 87, 1-3, Bukhari, page 1-3, Prophet, Quran, Revelation, squeezed three times. Women buried five raps represents physical form and nature. John 4:18, women have five senses represents our life. That's why when a woman is buried in El Islam, she is wrapped in five pieces of cloth because she represents the physical form and the nature that God created out of which all life must come, both male and female. Man buried three wraps. But when the male passes, they shroud him in three wraps. Prophet, three squeezes equal insight, bury, three wraps, one sense, two reflection, three purpose, then four insight. Look at the five manifest on a higher level. We have five. One, the flesh body, two, the sensory body, three, in the mind. Now five should go another distance. And the five that goes another distance, while we will be able to articulate, we will have four insight, we will be able to see. And the angels pressed the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him three times. One, he said, he sensed it, I can't read. Two, he reflect on it, I can't read. Three, purpose. Then something else happened, and he began to read. What is that purpose? Man just doesn't want to feel and respond. Man just don't want to see in the flesh. Man wants to know what is in this intended for. What is it? What is the purpose? So man wants to see into matters, not just on matter. So when we are able to see into things and understand their natural workings, understand their purpose in the universe or in the universal order of things, we are men of science. Baseball, three bases, get you to home plate. So when we know the purpose of a thing, then we are home, knowing the purpose of a thing brings us home. First, second, third, then home. You have to go over three to get to home. You don't call home plate for plate or bait. What does all this mean? Free of three, how are you free of three? When you know how to use that knowledge as God intended it to be used, then that knowledge is not mastering you. You are free of the mastery or the weight of the knowledge. So baseball insight is home base. Science burden enslaved man. It oppresses man, destroys many humanly. Why? Because he is not free of it. He hasn't seen the purpose for it. But in the language of the baseball game, if he can come to third base and jump off of it and get home, now he's at home with the knowledge of one. One place, two place, and three place in his hand. Now he can read. So man is a thinking creature. He reflects. But once you get insight, that's home. Insight will take him home, because he can use the knowledge of insight to go and direct my life. The knowledge of insight is going to correct the problems I have. If this home is a hell, the knowledge of the insight will make it a home, right? Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not looking at the world, but looking into it. Insight is what you need to manage your life. And if you don't have it, listen to those who got it. Some of you will have it, other principles that excel. And just because one has insight doesn't mean he's better than the other. Maybe the other has another principle at excellence. But all of us must accept rational leadership, sound leadership, intelligent leadership, and more of the insight of the best people to lead us. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Barry male, three raps. So the male symbol three, what is it indicative of? It's indicative of the human urge in the male more than the female. Not that the female doesn't have this, but it is the male more than the female to go out and achieve goals. The male leaves home, domestic life, domestic environment, and he goes out into the wilderness to conquer the new territory, new horizon. So that's the male factor. So he is going out. Going out is free. How do you get out? One, to get out, I have to rise above the gravity of my sensory body. Two, I have to rise above the gravity of my rational body. My own reasoning can hold me back, hold me down. Three, I have to rise above my own insight, because if I fix myself upon my own insight, that will do away with me. I'll become arrogant, too self-independent. Say I don't trust other people, thinking myself is the whole world, right? So I have to even go beyond my insight. Quran dictates how science is to be used. The Quran Surah 87, Ayat 1, and he created. When you get insight, you have power. But where is the guidance? It is in science by itself. No. Wahada, the guidance is in revelation. So when I can see science and then respect revelation and use science as revelation dictates, I should use it, respecting what God has revealed, putting my insight below a breath, what God has revealed. Then I have guided one, right? Get on mark. It's set, ready to go. And the only way we can go is with the Quran, with the Hudan, or the guidance. Salika for Sawa Kadira for Hada. Insight is power, Kadira. Lido to Kidra Kairun Menfi Min Asi Sahira. Translated, the night of power is better than 1,000 months. So Kadira is power, insight is power. But if you don't have guidance of God, the power will destroy you. You will use it for wrong ends. You will blow your head up. You will be destroyed. So Balm 3 makes sensory, academic, spiritual. So the earliest teachings in the nation of Islam about the mother plane, with small planes that would drop 3 bombs that would go down into the earth, explode and make a mountain high. And right now, it's only a sensory environment. Send down another, now it's an academic environment. Send down another, now it's a spiritual environment. Then after a while, the atmosphere is poisoned. What happened? Then shortage in gravity that would cut you off from that altogether. So you don't care about that anymore. The sister with long dress out doing tricks on the corner. The brother selling dope. Brother sticking up banks. Or goons oppressing the people so they can have money coming in from the newspaper quotas, etc. Right? A shortage in gravity poisoned the atmosphere. Hadija, camel, mountain, Moses. The Quran, Surah 88, Ayah 17 to 18. Observe the camel, sky, mountain. Genesis 31, 34, camel, futura. Genesis 24, 61, Rebecca on the camel. Genesis 32, 15, camel, clot, ball. Hadija's name means precious. Khadija, may God's favor be on her, the wife of the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. Her name meant precious, or developing before the expected time for it to be finished. I named my daughter with the permission of her mother, Bakira, and it means that the same thing as Khadija, arriving before the time expected. An early arrival, the expected time for a child to be born is 9 months. So if it comes in the 8th month, then some parents will name their child Khadija. If it is a female, Khadija also means a young camel coming before the expected time. The mountain is symbolic of extension for the intelligence. Moses went to the mountain to understand the spiritual logic. Camel has meaning in the Quran, it says, see the camel, how they are shaped, and the mountains, how they are raised high or raised up. Then it is where the camel and mountains are compared. Mountain is symbolic of ascension for the intelligence, the rational mind going up, maturing and graduating. Moses went up to the mountain. For what? He went up there to understand better, and that God showed him how to perceive better. God taught, showed him the logic, had him understand the spiritual logic. He received the Ten Commandments or the revelation from God. And he came down and gave them to his people. So when he came down, he had what he needed to order the life. He ordered the society for his people. If you don't know the story, I'm giving it to you now. Liberation is organizing people for a good life in society. Freedom is to be seen in a community context. And order the life, he orders the life for all of his people. He put all the professional people in order, the doctors, he had them organized, and the musicians, the politicians, worked together. He organized all the professional people. He was a liberator for his people. So if we go back to the meaning of liberation according to God's revelation, liberation, liberating people means to organize them in a right way to have a good life in society. It is not talking about any one particular freedom. One particular freedom, if you just hold on to the one, it can get you killed, because freedom has to be freedom in a community context. Your freedom can't hurt the community. If it does, it should be outlawed. It should be illegal. These terms are very important. Camel represents ascension, foresight, insight, and great vision. So camel is ascension too. You ride this camel. You get on top of it. I'm a student of scripture, not because I chose to be, but because God obviously wanted me to be. And I studied the Bible too. And in it, there is a figure who succeeds in overcoming his problem in getting right with God. And then he goes within, and he goes with his group, his family and the people who followed him on the journey to the place that God wanted them to go to. The Bible says he went, and he had camels in the forefront, horses and donkeys were in the rear. What is that saying? That he preferred camels over horses and horses over donkeys. So if you might know, you might not know it, but camels are also fast runners. And because they are so big, they can outrun a horse. And a horse can't run in the desert. His feet are not made for the desert. He will go slow in the desert. Sand will mess him up. The camel's foot is flat, is made. The camel's foot is made to open up and spread and go fat softly on the sand. And he can really walk and move on the sand. Desert, symbolic of the absence of knowledge. Culture is knowledge established in certain orders. What does desert, in symbolic or in the absence of knowledge, is that environment or the absence of culture? What is culture? Knowledge established in this certain order, knowledge taking certain patterns and forming certain orders. The desert is symbolic of the absence of knowledge. And the culture and the life, well, the life that supports of society, and the camel can go very well in that area. So what is the camel? The camel is foresight, insight, and great vision. The camel can see a long way. The camel is insight. The camel can find water when nothing else can on the desert. So his lungs are filled with the water. His lumps of water, that is where the water storage is. And it is a symbolic of great knowledge and great knowledge, it's spirituality. And two lumps are better than one. Two lumps mean you have it in both worlds. The camel is a great figure for enlightenment. He had the camel in the front of the caravan, and who was riding that camel? Rachel was riding the camel. Who is Rachel? Rachel is the one who has the bird feathers given by God. The bird can't fly without feathers. It can't lift itself off the ground without feathers. She represents revealed spiritual life that lifts us up off the ground and enables her to travel spiritually, even fly over the mountains. Rachel was leading the caravan, and it said he entrusted to Rachel the treasure she carried in the treasure chest. The Quran, Surah 45, Ayat 3-5, sign in the sky, earth, and self. So God wants us to look at the whole life, that he create plants, animals, and yourself. God says there are signs in the heavens and there are signs in the earth and also signs in you. So look at everything for the sign of God so that you read the messenger of God in the natural created world and benefit from it. The Quran, Surah 88, Ayah 22, profit not water over your affairs. 1 Kings 4:25, each man under own vine and fig tree. So in the Quran, a verse says, have not been sent as warden over your affairs or a manager of your affairs. You have to be responsible for yourself. It says the obligation is on you. It's only to deliver the message plainly and clearly. And this revelation is all about helping us to take charge of the human life God created for us. And you just can't accept to have charge for just your personal life, because your personal life is going to interact with other lives. So your personal life is going to engage itself in the market square. So with the government or whatever, be responsible for the traffic laws, etc. The Quran, Surah 89, Ayah 22, angels will come in clouds. Luke 21:27, Son of Man will come in clouds. So the book says that the Son of Man will come in the cloud of the heavens. It didn't say he will come in clear skies. Clouds of the heavens means that things that you look for as the heavens will be hidden from your view by clouds. And the speaker or the man who will come to bring you to that understanding will come in those clouds. What does that mean? It means that he will address the clouds in religious world, the confusion in the religious world. Now, it's easy to just ignore that confusion, just say, well, to hell with what? Their parting of the Red Sea men. Forget about what the cow and all those confused ideas, the concepts in religion. The book says that the sun shines out of the east, even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So we know the sun first appears in the east, and then it light moves towards the west. Is that right? As it rises, the light moves from east to west. And soon it is high enough that light gets all the way from the eastern horizon to the western horizon. And we don't see a break in it. So this is how the book says that the truth in religion will come. Understanding in religion will come in this way. Insight comes gradually, mental insight. So God naturally gradually opens our eyes. The natural way, he gradually opens our eyes. He doesn't do it all of a sudden and we see everything. And there is a natural experience that is a lesson designed in your own nature that it shouldn't happen that way. A person who stays in the dark for one day has to gradually come out into the light. He may just open his eyes slowly, but the person who stays in the dark for 1 year, he has to move out physically into the light slowly. 1 year in the dark, and it will take you a long time to adjust your eyes to the light. If suddenly the light hits your eyes, it will blind you. Well, the further you are from truth, the more patient you should be with the coming of light. So Some of us want our eyeballs to be right on the sun. The Quran, Surah 87, Ayah 27. Pleasure to self comes from pleasing God. The Quran, Surah 89, Ayah 27 to 30, soul pleasing God and self. The Quran, Surah 26, Ayah 89, bring to Allah a pure heart. For of all of this to grow and to grow with force and be stable and constant, people, we must sacrifice our own pleasures for the sake of pleasing Allah. That's the only guarantee for really pleasing yourself. It is in sacrificing your pleasures to please Allah. So when you do that, the pleasures come to you. There is an evil, no immoral thing or intention that is troubling your heart that can't be removed with just this one instruction. Put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above yourself and everything else. Send the evil, the jealousy, the envy will go out of your life. So this is the key. But we can't get ahead if we envy each other. If we have no just cause to deny the person the station that they are on or they earn, except that we want it for ourselves, we can't get anywhere like that. We have to become people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in goodness. And whatever goodness goes, we are happy to see it go. If it's going up and to better place, to a better place, we cheer goodness on to higher and better places. The corruption, lies, selfishness, we hate to see that go up, but let us cheer the goodness on, whether it be us or somebody else, whether it be an African American or a Sudanese or a Nigerian, or whatever. It might be a Syrian or a Caucasian or a hunky from the South. If he's good, cheer him on. Tell him, go on, man. And we will truly be successful. Success be our pure heart, bring to Allah a pure heart. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us on and on and on. And strengthen our faith, cleanse our faith. Perfect our faith, give our heart totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the end, dear people, the same thing that gives birth to the intelligence that is influenced, healthy growth of the intelligence will be needed to save the intelligence. And believe it or not, that thing gives healthy growth to the intelligence that also saves the intelligence. When the intelligence goes corrupt, it is a pure heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come to him with a pure heart. That's salvation. I hope you understand. Prayer starts your heart above brain. So when you put your forehead on the rug to make sajda, tell me which is higher, the brain or the heart. The heart is above the brain in our most submissive position. The brain is down, the heart is above the brain. That tells us that if we want to submit to God, you have to put your heart above your intelligence. Oh, Allah, bless us with perfect faith. Save us from the temptation of this corrupt society. Make us love our al-Islam. Make us love Muslim life. Make us love the pure Muslim brothers and sisters. Make us decent, strong parents, decent community people. Make us a light in this troubled African-American society for a rebirth of a people who have long been dead. Ameen. Quran, Surah 89, Ayah 27 to 28, pleasing Allah itself. So the greatest pleasure is the pleasure in knowing that you are responsible to your Creator and that you are doing something credible in the eyes of your Creator that the greatest pleasure, dear beloved people, pain and pleasure are the first governors in our lives. I repeat, pain and pleasure are the first governors in our lives. When the new life is born, it is born here out of great travel, great pain, great suffering. Hinduism, ancient Greek, and leisure. So the Greek people, as we know, once had great civilization, but something happened. Their creation, they created so much material comfort that leisure became a factor in their life. And since their mind had already fastened to the full on the sciences, denied on the environment that they had grown old and had left that stage, that stage of youthful curiosity. They weren't serious anymore. So they were vulnerable and they were open to influences, leisure, time, recreation. Now, leisure sometimes worked to a people's advantage as well as to their disadvantage. So when the mind is alive, leisure works to your advantage. Because at that time, the mind is like the mind of infant or a little baby. The mind is very curious. So the mind is very excited in the environment. So his intellect is alive and hungry. And he is using that leisure time to recreate himself. So what we call recreation today once was recreation. How pleasure operates in your life, in our lives. Sleeping is natural. Sleeping is going to revitalize your metabolism, right? But look, you are going to it, liking it. No one wants to face death. But we can all die at night because we know it's not permanent. So we know sleep is going to feel good, even discharging weight. Matter, if you recall, or if you give it a thought, there is a pleasure involved. Why? Because that is a function that is vital for the support of your total life. The Quran, Surah 89, Ayat 27 to 30, Soul at Rest, Enter My Garden, Bukhari, page 2 to 50, Allow Footsteps Ahead. So the relationship between the heart and the brain. If you have something worthy of being respected as supreme, then address the master in the house to reply to your message. Don't bypass. My intelligence and say we want your heart to respond. Yes, my heart will respond, but my heart does not want to respond without my intelligence. Don't bypass my intelligence and say, we want your heart to respond. Yes, my heart will respond, but my heart does not like to respond unless it is accompanied by its master. My heart is ready to respond to good things, to decent things, to right things. But my heart doesn't like to go first. My heart says, are you awake, master, in the lighthouse or the light tower? And if the heart gets no reply up there, the light tower, and if the heart gets no reply up there, then the heart will feel its way. But the heart is feeling its way with the original intelligence that is inherited from Adam. So the heart will say, well, the master who was born on October 30th, 1933, on the Monday, has gone to sleep. And I'm confronted with a situation. I have to have light. The heart says that he's asking me to judge this message or the baby of Bethlehem. and the lighthouse is not on because the baby that was born October 30th, 1933 is going to sleep. So I have to now go back to my inherent nature and consult with my first master. I have to consult Adam. The heart says, what is this now? What is this? It doesn't strike me as being right. So the heart is capable of intelligent speech. So this is not Reverend Woodhart. This is not Reverend Fishheart. This is not Bo Diddley's heart. This is the heart of Adam speaking. And it says it wants understanding. Haven't you heard the expression they say, foolish heart? Do you recall that song, My Foolish Heart? That implies that some hearts are not foolish. So the heart is capable of responding intelligently. But some hearts are foolish. Why? They are tricked. They are deceived. They are hoodwinked. They are influenced out of their normal response. So the heart is not an ignorant piece of flesh. The heart is an intelligent piece of flesh. It doesn't have to have book knowledge. It doesn't have to go to college. The only thing it has to do is stay real, stay natural. And that heart can deal intelligently with matter. It can't compute calculus. It can't plan the direction for us for constructing this building. But it can tell us when somebody is coming right and when they are not. It can tell us when we are about to throw ourselves in trouble. It has that kind of intelligence alerted in us to protect the human being from bad decisions. So the heart is capable of intelligence. Heart is the seat of human intelligence. So the message of the Quran is respect the heart, and it saves what? Never did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change the condition of a people until they first change the attitude of their heart. So what is that telling us? That the heart is the seat of human intelligence. The brain develops thereafter, and when the brain gets in trouble, then the heart must go back to its original orientation as a responsive organ for intelligent life and its preservation, sensing with sincerity, with purity of intentions, what is best for the life of the creature and for society. So if our hearts are not right, the brain cannot come to life. But once the brain comes to life, then the heart steps back. The heart takes a back seat and trust the brain to chart the safe course through the neighborhood or through the situation. And only when the brain runs into difficulty and says, I can't handle this situation, the heart comes up and says, my husband has been knocked out. I can have to consult the knowledge that God has talked, that's clocked, that God has talked into me from the beginning. I have to consult with my innate intelligence, I have to rise from my ancient seat of authority. I have to ignore the world. And I have to think with certainty that God gave me until my husband wakes up. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? But look, when man dies, he hopes for another life. If he's a faithful believer in his Lord, he will get a meeting with his Lord. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O soul at rest, come back to you, or come back to your Lord. Enter you my paradise amongst my bondsmen, my servants. But look at the call. If I say to a man, Ta'ala, if I say to the female, come, I say, Ta'ala. If I say to the male, I say, Ijiji, Iriji. If I say to the female sex, I say, Ijji. The heart gets into paradise, not the brain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to the heart. Your brain won't get into paradise. Your heart must get into paradise. Heart leads the brain in prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Muhammad a heart that he can follow. I can follow this heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for me. So my brain does not lead me, does not lead my heart in prayer. My heart leads my brain. And my heart says, come to prayer. But our footsteps ahead of represented heart in prayer. So I say, who is that? Say, you don't know? Is that Bilal? My heart says, come to prayer. I say, who is that? How can it be Bilal? It says, this is Bilal. Come to prayer. And my heart says, come to success. I say, who is that? My heart says, this is Bilal. I said, what Bilal? May God be pleased with him. He passed long time ago. My heart says, come to success. I say, what? Is this really Bilal? My heart says, look, accept that I am Bilal. I say, oh, are you the same Bilal? My heart says, I go in front of you like I went in front of the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. I said, what are you, the same that went in front of the prophet, the same creation, but not the same person? I said, oh, things are wonderful to behold. Speak to me some more, please. And my heart says, Kakama to Salat, stand for prayer and take over in the lighthouse. But who sent me to my post? Who put me on my post? Bilal called me to my post. And I took my post, and Bilal kept quiet. God led him to his duties. Let's see how wonderful you can carry it out. And the brain concentrating on the revelation of God recites the revelation. And the heart rises over now. And then it plays its respect to accomplishment of the brain. And the heart says, Alhamdulillah. The brain says, Alhamdulillah. And the heart says, oh, pretty good. But in the second rak'ah, let's make it better. I'm so proud of you. The Quran, Surah 90, Ayah 2, you are free man in the city. So freedom doesn't mean not having a chance, a chain on you. So we are freed in 1865. Freedom means more than that. For some of us, freedom means having a car, a big hat, fancy shoes, clothes, eating yourself full. That's not what Frederick Douglass, Marcus Garvey, Dr. King, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, W.D. Muhammad, concept of freedom. A bird in a cage has that freedom. Pardon me. It is well fed better than the baby. If that's all you want, you don't belong to the freedom movement of your ancestors. They wanted total freedom, and in order to have that kind of dignity, you must have more than bread on the table, clothes on your back, car, shelter over your head. That is only the aspirations of the ordinary animal, a charged, enslaved, domestic animal. As for that, a free animal wants more than that. He wants his own domain, dignity, his own house, leadership, own court, execute his own authority. So human is a free soul to find the path of enlightenment. So the human is a free soul to find the path of enlightenment to make a contribution to the improvement of the world. So there are levels of hope aspirations. And if you are true human, you won't be satisfied with shackled, uncertain conditions. In America, the Irish have tradition, Irish mind. Their children are being fed the Irish mind. The Italian have Italian mind and tradition. And so it goes for Spanish, Indians, etc. I want to be part of forces that dictate design what tomorrow will be. I have to have an independent vision, my own way of looking at life in the world. Life is dangerous. You don't make it safer by being a coward. I fear only the moment you start to be afraid, then you're in danger. The people without hope are finished. Not individual hope, collective hope. We have to establish collective hope of the people that we have to encourage everybody to identify in that collective hope so that the media won't throw half of the community after Superfly value and another half after sissy value, another after group values. If we don't have something to unify our aspiration, then our aspiration can be taken by any forces. Religion gives gravity to spirit. Can you see the importance of seeing yourself as a spiritual entity? Religion is important because it gives that central part of gravity. It gives gravity to the spirituality of the human. It brings the windy nature of some kind of form, discipline, so the forces of the world won't take it away. They know by studying our biological philological nature, how it works with conscience to influence the conscience. So they have learned that habit can take over the mind and conscience. And all they have to do is give us habit for a long enough time, and that habit will dominate and put out the light of intelligence. The habit will rule where intelligence once ruled. So they give us habit to condition our minds to accept more and more immorality. So animal instincts protect it. I want you to see how they use science to teach you through your biologic and bring your mind down to the lowest primitive level. They can reduce the human mind lower than the mind of the brute beast because it's not in the brute beast's intellect to follow discipline outside of his instinctive mode that he has been put in by God. So the beast has been put in an instinctive mode by God, and you can't bring him out of that instinctive mode except by criminal alteration. And while he's outside of it, he is outside of his own conscience. So he's just like a dead thing, and pretty soon he dies. He tries to mate with another one. He probably can pass it on, this cell perversion, this mutated cell may be passed on in a sexual intercourse, but that bee that you do that to is finished. He's finished. But you can do it to a human being, and he stays alive. He's not only passive on his mutant gene to the other generation, but he also carries this on to feed into the society and make the whole living society become like him. you see, because he's able to follow it and carry it on, whereas the beast, that you manipulate behavior through chemical change, you destroy that beast. Salakallahu ladeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this next week on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise Mirage Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. But before we leave, we want to wish, well, first we want to ask that everyone make a prayer for the deceased believers that passed through this holy month of Ramadan. And we want to wish you a happy Ramadan and a blessed Eid. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.